Welcome to Tank Talk with Teddy, a podcast talking all things related to residential oil tanks. You have questions? Teddy has answers.
Just wanted a ballpark figure on a tank removal.
Sure, yeah, I could help you with that. Where's the tank located on the property?
Between the house and the driveway.
Between the house and the driveway, okay. And you see, is it a 550-gallon tank?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 550.
Is it actively being used, or it's was there?
No, it's been deactivated for a couple of years now.
Okay, was it filled in place with sand or anything like that, or foam?
No, it's got about 50 gallons of residual oil.
Okay, perfect. That's better. Sometimes the ones with the previously filled sand can be more expensive to remove because if they're not cleaned out properly. So that's good. So, yeah, I'm looking at the property. Looks like you have to see it. Okay, so it looks like there's a tree when you first pull in the driveway to the left.
Yeah, the tank is to the left of the driveway.
To the left of the driveway. Okay. Yeah, that's easily accessible. Yeah, so something like that is, pretty basic. Typically how it works is we go to the town of Highland Park. We get the permits for you. Once they're approved, we come out. We dig down to the top of the tank, cut it open, take all the oil out, wipe it down completely, and then we pull it. Once it's out, we'll have the town come do their visual inspection. This all going to happen in the same day. As long as their visual inspection passes, there's no sampling required. We'll be able to backfill the hole and take the tank away. And you'll get a certificate from the township once we submit to them the disposal documents for the tank and the oil. So something like that, you're looking at $1,400. The only additional cost would be the permits. I think they're $75 in Highland Park. And if there's any water in the tank, we charge $1 a gallon to dispose of the water.
That sounds pretty good to me, actually. I've been sitting on that tank for 20 years, and we used it for like 20 out of the 25 years. And then a couple of years ago, I just got paranoid, had to put in a tank in the house and disconnected that one.
So, yeah, you have any plans of selling in the near future? Or?
No, but I don't want to. I'm afraid someday it's just going to rot through and leak, and then I'm uphill from the river. The oil will flow downhill, and I'll be responsible for everybody from here to New Brunswick.
Yeah. No, I mean, here's the thing. So, you definitely want to remove it. Now, the reason is because, it will eventually leak. All these tanks, they're steel. They're going to corrode. So if it's not leaking today, it could start in a year or 2 years. They will leak. And the best part about it is if you pull it today, let's say worst case scenario, there is a leak. A lot of people think that starts the ball rolling, and then they fear that if they pull it, then they're going to open up a can of worms and they have to clean it up. With residential sites, since you're not selling right now, you can pull that out, and that's what my recommendation would be. And if you don't have the funds to go forward, you can wait until you have the funds. Nobody's going to come after you to make you do the cleanup. And the only thing is if you want to sell the property, then you have to do the cleanup. But other than that, it's good because you're getting the source out, so it can't get worse. So that's definitely recommended to pull it.
When would be the earliest we could schedule something like this?
So I could email you out a proposal today. When you sign on, everything is electronic. You just click approve, type your name in. We'll send you a deposit a link for the deposit, and then we overnight the permit application in Highland Park. They typically take about 2 weeks to approve it. They are still open in Highland Park. Some of the towns have slowed down because of COVID, but Highland Park is still actively open from last time we checked. So I would figure 2 to 3 weeks.
Not bad. Now, does the state have to approve? You told me I get stuff from the municipality, but does the state have to approve anything, give me any kind of certification that the tank's removed?
So as long as the township visual inspection passes and there's no holes in the tank, there's no visible signs of a discharge, the DEP won't get involved. If it fails inspection, then you're going to get what's called a case number. That's from the state. Once you have a case number from the state, there's two ways to close it out. Either one, you sample the excavation to prove to them that, yes, there's been a discharge, but it's below the cleanup standards, so we don't have to go any further. Or B, we have to remediate, which means we have to take out that soil that's dirty, sample, make sure we got it all out, and then replace it. So those are the two ways to close the case number out, and that's the only time you'll get involved with the DEP. So if the first inspection passes, you're good to go.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.